Joining me right now from Penn United, our guest, he is Jerry Purcell. He's the Vice President of Operations. And Jerry, you and I having a chance to chit-chat before going on the air, and all I had to say was free care fund, and you said absolutely since the 70s, so you're okay by me. So good morning and welcome to Pittsburgh Works. So I guess we'll start with the basics. How and when did you get involved with the free care fund?
I can't tell you exactly. It was somewhere between the mid to late 70s. We started with a free care fund back when KDK was in the window down in one of the department stores. And every year we would take up a collection and head down to Pittsburgh to make our contributions and hopefully come back with something like Farkleberry cookies.
A phenomenon.
Yeah.
And I got to believe in a time capsule somewhere in a land far, far away, centuries from now, someone will find out exactly the true meaning of a Farkleberry, because its legacy is unbelievable. Some of the things that you did to raise money, awfully unique. Tell us about them.
Well, we do all kinds of things. We've been, like I said, doing this since the mid-70s when we basically just took up collections. But now it's become a regular part of our Christmas celebration at Penn United. And we do a number of different things. We have sold cookbooks in the past. We have a Chinese auction every year where our suppliers, our employees all donate items, and then those are auctioned off for money. Every year we have a children's Christmas party where we take up collections there for Children's Hospital. And then whatever the employees come up with, the company matches.
Let's just for a moment, because we have time here, UPMC Children's Hospital, magic happens every day there.
Absolutely.
No one ever turned away, and I never get tired talking about it. And I know you and I have to feel the same way about the passion for what these people do.
Absolutely.
And when you go there each time, it's a different experience, and you come away feeling more refreshed, more, I guess, rejuvenated and more passionate about what you do.
Yeah, we've actually had a lot of children of employees that have been in there. And have had to use those facilities. And, you know, it's something that makes, I think, Pittsburgh very special.
All right, here's that question. You and other corporations, what sets you apart at Penn United?
Well, probably the key thing at Penn United is we're an employee-owned company. And being an employee-owned company, that sets up a whole different culture, I believe, at our company. And for example, our vision is to be the model of what an employee feels is excellent in a company, what a customer is looking for in a company, to be the model of what suppliers and even the community look at as the model company as far as excellence in a company. So that is the main thing I think it sets it up. We're very focused on doing that in every action that we do. So we do a lot of things. For example, for our employees, we're very involved in our employees' health. We have a wellness program that Pittsburgh Business Times has picked us to be the healthiest employer for a company of our size the last 2 years. We do things like a Christmas blessings program for our community, where we reach out and try to find people at Christmas time that really need help. And our employees actually put this program together. They actually go out into the community and help those families with meals. And they collect all the money and all the food that they need to do that. We have something called a Samaritan Fund, which we use for people in our community that are in need. And, for example, somebody's house burns down and they have a financial need. We use that Samaritan Fund to help those people out. So we're very involved and from a different aspect in our community, we're very involved in our employees' lives and trying to do it in a different way than what most companies do.
You know, and speaking about their well-being, there's something therapeutic about raising money. I feel it to be therapeutic for the Free Care Fund. Make sense?
Absolutely.
All right, let me ask you about Penn United, the history of the company, and where it all started, Jerry.
Well, back in 1971, we started with three men, Carl Jones, Bob Becker, and Chuck Barton, working out of a three-stall garage on Carl Jones's farm, and started out to be a tool and die company, and we've grown significantly from that. We're around 600 people now. We basically provide precision manufacturing solutions for companies that need metal components, different kinds of metal components, or metal components in their product. For example, and the medical industry, which is one of the industries that we're focused on. One of the chief ways they do surgeries now is minimally invasive. They want to do less and less invasive surgeries, and to do that, you need special surgical tools. And so those are called endoscopic tools, and we're very involved with people like Johnson & Johnson in manufacturing those kind of tools. We're involved in the oil and gas industry where they need precision components. We're involved in the electronic industry, the fluid handling industry. So, you know, we're across the board in a lot of different industries, any place that somebody might need precision components.
All about extracting. And when you think about it, humble beginnings, are you kidding me, on a farm?
Yep.
To Johnson & Johnson, how amazing is that?
Right. We're actually, we actually do business all around the world. We have sales offices in different places around the world. And we actually have a, most of our facility is in outside of Saxonburg. But we do have a plant in Costa Rica also.
So I guess United We Stand, literally, you guys are a global entity right now. And you think about the humble beginnings, and that's another reason why we go back to the original reason why you were here. It's about family and faith and, you know, helping those in need. And you were talking about, you know, someone possibly who has their house burned down. And here's the thing. I think we all connect when it comes to our children, no matter who, what, when, where, why, or how. When it's your kids involved, I think we all get the message, especially with what they do at Children's Hospital. Let me give you the remaining minutes to talk a little bit about the relationship with Children's Hospital and where you plan on going with it in the future. And do you have plans on continuing to do the same thing each and every year by raising money for the Free Care Fund?
Yes, we certainly are. Every year it becomes a little bit bigger. Last year, we actually doubled the amount that we were able to give last year. And every year we hope to continue to
it becomes competitive,
that.
Doesn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah, you're
a little bit.
I don't want to put the pressure on you, but I've been there. I was that way every year. We were out in the windows. Okay, last year's over. Now let's do it again and do it a little bit bigger.
Yep. So we hope to continue this. And like you said, Children's Hospital is an important part of our community. And being a company that wants to really impact our community, what better way to do it than through somebody like Children's Hospital?
You know, and I'll tell you, many times, you know, these various corporations would show up at the window. And, you know, the faces were always familiar. The names you kind of forgot year to year, even the company that they represented. But the one common denominator, Jerry, and agree with me if you will or not, but I think you will, the faces, the beaming faces, the rosy red cheeks, not because of the cold weather, standing out there shivering, waiting to go on the air, but having a chance to talk about what their employees did and why they were there, caught up in the holiday spirit, but also realizing that every single dime was going to that Free Care Fund.
Right.
Well, listen, thank you very much. And I think you're a good example on why Pittsburgh works. He is the Senior VP of Operations of Penn United, Jerry Purcell. Jerry, thanks, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, much more. We have a lot more still to come on Pittsburgh Works, so stay where you're at.